coming. I thank Avi for, of course, Rav Avi for arranging. The MS, I want to sing together. I want to fabreng. It's getting close to the precious Chag of Purim. We were zeichet to have Titus Esther today, and I want to sing. I want to share a thought from the Noam Elimelech in the hope that I can encourage Reb David, maybe even to sing Adrabba, the tefillah of the Noam Elimelech. How's the throat, Reb David? Together, we'll do it zusammen. Doesn't that could be together even? I do want to sing Adrabba. In this man, when the avoda, one of the big avodas of this man is Achdus Yisroel, great to see Reb Chananya. So I want to sing the Noam Elimelech song, but I think if I say a word from the Noam Elimelech, that his song, Pashut, his tefillah will come out. But we'll get to that. We'll get to that yet. In the Megillah, so it describes, of course, at the end it says that they made. Last day, it speaks about the days of Purim. It's Yemei Mishta v'Simcha. And then it says, U'mishalach manas ishlu reyeyu matana islev yainim. Two of the four mitzvahs hayoyim. We have shalach manas, matanas lev yainim, the sudas purim kriyas ha-megillah. It speaks about two of the mitzvahs hayoyim. U'mishloyach manas ishlu reyeyu. Sending gifts. Ishlu reyeyu, a man to his friend, and matanas lev yainim, and gifts to the poor men. Now, anybody reading these words, there's a very obvious diuk. There's a very obvious diuk here that it says sending manos ishlu reyeyu. It says the ish. It should say mishalach manos l'reyeyu. Two mitzvahs. Send manos, some gifts l'reyeyu. And matanos lev yainim. By matanos lev yainim, it doesn't say ish lev yain. It's matanos lev yainim. Give the poor people gifts. And shalach manas l'reyeyu. There it says ish l'reyeyu. Why does it mention the giver? Shalach manas ish l'reyeyu. By matanos lev yainim, the giver is not mentioned. By shalach manas ish l'reyeyu, the giver is mentioned. And I'm sorry, Rudy. Says Huri Pshat, Emistik Pshat. Just Emistik Pshat. By giving to the Evyain, Fakarin, as much as the ish is out of the picture, is better. The point is the Evyain. It's better to give it anonymously. A Bacher asked this year, we were talking the halachas, a guy said, better, I was saying, give Rabbi Wisniki, he collects for the Evyainim. So a guy says, mitzvah bayis mishlucha, like, should I find an Evyan myself? I said, no, better not. Better to give it matan b'seser is better. It's better that you don't see the ani. Let's appoint somebody who can get it to him, he doesn't suffer. The point is the ani to have the gift. So by the matanis lev yainim, the giver is supposed to be hidden. The best way is you don't even know who the giver is. The point is the Evyan has it. That's matanis lev yainim. By shalach manas, the point is, everybody knows the manas halevi, that the point is to cause reyus. So it's ish l'reyeyu, it's to make the connection. You're supposed to be relevant. You're supposed to know. Hanaisim matana l'chaver tzarech l'idiyai. The most frustrating thing, my wife and I have already gotten, you get a shalach manas in the mail and it doesn't say. They forget to write who it's from. That's the whole inyan is ish l'reyeyu. You put your name on it. I want to give you a gift. As long as you send the kid doesn't know what family you have a shalach manas. That defies the purpose of the shalach manas. It's ish l'reyeyu, one person to another. They should band together. So avada, the inyan is mishalach manas ish l'reyeyu, that there should be such a connection of ish l'reyeyu. The lashon.
Why, like, if we were asked Rav Shimi, why is there no din of tzarich lehiya by matanas lehiya? As strange as that it may seem, like maybe
for the, that's what I'm saying. It, because it's a separate inyan by tzedakah, it's embarrassing.
By I'm just asking, how do these two chazal fit?
Right, it's two different inyanim. By when there's a case is to have reyus every gift, not to say it's tzarich lehiya. By tzedakah, where there's a poor person being my dia, it doesn't create reyus. It creates a feeling of less. He's less. So over there, there bedafkanat, yeah. So there bedafkanat. But my friend Reb Avi Feiner, he tzushtel this lashon that it says in the Megillas Esther shalachmanas ishlereyeyu, that it says such a lashon, and already the mefarshim already shtel on the ish is entirely extra. Mashalchmanas lereyeyu. Matanas levyayinim. Mashalchmanas ish lereyeyu. So he tzushtel something that I thought that I want to speak about for a few minutes in terms of shalachmanas. The inyan of Purim, of course, one of the inyanim is the igud, the coming together of Klal Yisrael to fight forces of Amalek that are kayach of Pirud. And Klal Yisrael comes together, comes tzazam in ish lereyeyu. So my friend Avi Feiner Zustelt, he says the only place in the Torah, he claims, where it says Ish L'Reyeyu is in Yisrael. The only such lush in the entire Torah, I assume I didn't check it up, somebody could check up, but he said the only lush in the entire Torah, I don't know if it's Tanakh or Sanavim and Ksufim, but for sure he said Torah, the only place it says Ish L'Reyeyu is by Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu. And it says, he pointed, there's some interesting things to observe here. It says, Vayetze Moshe Likras Chaisnei. Moshe Rabbeinu goes out to greet his father-in-law. Vayishtachmu Vayishakloi. And he bows and he kisses him. Vayishalu Ishlriyeu L'Shalom. And each man to his friend said, Shalom. Vayavo Ha'ela. Now Rashi points out on the spot that it's very unclear who to whom. Each man asks the other one, Shalom. They greet each other. It's very not bar in the Pasuk. You can't say, it's not clear. Did Moshe greet Yisra? Yisra greet Moshe? Rashi brings. You don't even know who bowed, who kissed. Moshe Rabbeinu goes out to greet his father-in-law. And then everything loses clarity. Vayishtachvu, he bows. Vayishakla, he kisses him. Vayishalu, who bowed, who kissed, who said Shalom Aleichem? And Rashi says it's not clear in the Pasuk. Rashi brings that. Eini yadeya, I don't know, mi yishtachvu elami, who bowed to whom. So what do? Unclear, literally unclear. They're both the subject of the sentence. Moshe goes out to greet Yisrael. And he bowed him, and he kissed him, and he asked him, Shalom, Ish L'Reyeyu. Who did to whom? Unclear. Says Rashi, the Pasuk says, Ish L'Reyeyu. Who's called an Ish? It's Moshe, because it says, Ish Moshe is Anav Mikol Adam. So Ish L'Reyeyu, says Rashi, the clue is that it says Ish, and Moshe Rabbeinu is called Ish. Like it says, Ha'ish Moshe Anav Mikol Adam. So then you know the whole subject is Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, Be'emes, you have a kasha. Why did Torah write so unclear who is whom? It's like a complete loss of who is whom. You can't tell who is whom, and Hashem wrote it that way. We have to duck like Darshan and figure out who is who. We have to figure it out to the vert that it says, Vayishalu Ish L'Reyeyu, who's the Ish? Ish Maish Anav Mikol Adam, it's Maish Rabbeinu. So why did Hashem write it in a way that you can't tell whom's to whom? Question one. Question two that many, many already ask is that it says, Rashi says, how do you know Maish is Ish? Because Maish is called Ish Maish Anav Mikol Adam. The man Maish Avi is the most humble person. Correct anybody who learns Chumash is that the Pasuk says, Vayoyal Moshe L'Sheves HaSa'ish. Moshe Rabbeinu lived by the Ish, and it means by Yisrael. Yisrael is called an Ish also, shucks. So it says, Ish L'Reyeyu, says Rashi, it must be in Moshe, because it says, Ish Moshe Anav Mikol Adam. Well, shucks, Yisrael is called an Ish also, Hudi. Because it says, Vayoyel Moshe, Perek Beis of Shemais, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayoyel Moshe, Leshevis Esa'ish. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu lived by Yisrael, and it calls him an Ish. So it's a Pella on Rashi. Ish, Rashi's bringing Chazal. How do you know it's Moshe? The Pasuk Ish Moshe Anami Kol Adam. What's to be said here? First, to discuss that it doesn't express who is who. Why did Hashem do that? He writes a pasuk that it's very unclear who bowed, who kissed, who greeted. Narvas, with the drasha, you figure out it's Moshe kissing Yisrael. And the inyan klar that you can't tell who did who, is there's a tremendous togetherness. There was a togetherness. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Gadol Ador, is the Tzaddik Rabbeinu, is Rabban Shem, is the greatest. And he's greeting Yisrael. It should be recognizable who's greeting who. The Gadol went and he greeted Yisrael. The whole word of Ishlareyehu was totally unrecognizable who was whom. The watcher couldn't see that the Gadol Ador, the Tzaddik, the Melech of Klal Yisrael kissed the outsider. It was unrecognizable. So there was nothing in the way he treated. You couldn't tell it was Moshe. That's the whole verb, why Hashem wrote it this way. I remember once seeing Rav Asher Arieli walk into Shir, Namir, and there's a huge throng, and I saw him like enter, and I was thinking to myself, if you're like a crowd watcher and you just see people, you would never guess who the Magid Shir is. You would never, just the way he carries himself. If I was picking, like, who's running to say the shir, and often you'll pick out who the guy who's going to end up saying the shir. If I was a betting man just watching the crowd enter the room, I wouldn't have picked him. It just didn't, there was no appearance he was the one saying the shir. Moshe Rabbeinu kissing and hugging and greeting Yisrael had a humility to it. There was no arrogance. It was Ishlareyeh. It was tremendous togetherness in equalness. That's the whole word of the Ishlareyeh. So Hashem writes it that you can't even tell who kissed who bowed to. That's exactly how it went down. It's descriptive. The observer wouldn't have seen that, whoa, Moshe's going at it. Wow, Moshe Rabbeinu, it didn't look like that to the point you would never have known who it was. Narvas is a drasha. The emes was, it was Moshe Rabbeinu kissing and bowing and hugging to Yisrael. But in Moshe's tremendous humility, you couldn't see that it was the Gadol Ador. It was two people, two equals, excited to see Yisrael. So Ibarzai, we could say, it's not the Pashtus, the Pashtus of Bam Kasha, how do you know it's Moshe's Ish? That it wasn't just because Moshe's called an Ish. The place he's called an Ish is Ish Moshe Anav Galadam. So it's not the word of the Ish, it calls it Ish Moshe Anav. Yisrael is also called an Ish. But if you want to know who the Ish Sereyehu, such a humility, Ish Moshe Anav Mikoladam, the Anava, is the simon that the Torah writes it such a sussum way, Ish Moshe Anav Mikoladam. In his humility, that's how he gave. Certainly the Inyan, where it uses this exact lashon of Ish L'Reyehu, and the Inyan in Pashtus, that's a shtickle Torah, the kasha that Yisrael is called an Ish also, that's a kasha, a real kasha. And maybe that's a teretz ish maish anami kol adam. What's mivur, that ish l'reyehu refers to the anav maisha. That's clear, that's just what Chazal say. We know it's maisha, because ish maisha anami kol adam. So the anav l'reyehu, the anav who connected l'reyehu, I'm saying the whole way that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Yisrael was tremendous humility and care and equalness. And then we have Shalach Manois Ish L'Reyehu. My friend quoted that the word Manois. He says the word Manois is the same gematria as Malchus. I have to check it up. And he says, I did the calculation at home. But he says that the whole Inyan of Manois he brings from the Reishis Chachma. That one of the most important questions of our life is Imlachtecha Chavercha. Is do you make your friend a melech? Do you coronate your friend? And he says the mana is ishtereyehu is the mamlech your friend. Is the but even if the gematria is gishmak, but the whole inyan of giving gifts to each other is being mamlech your friend. Is coronating, is respecting, is appreciating, is celebrating a yid. That's the shalach mana is ishtereyehu. I found it very, very cool. If this is the only place in the Torah that it says that expression, ishtereyehu, and in the Megillah it stands out extra, didn't have to say ish, but ishtereyehu in humility, valuing people, appreciating people, looking up to people, this is the place in the Torah, vayishaleyu ishtereyehu, one man to his friend, two equals, it was the melech of Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu. But it was ishtereyehu, it was two equals, two people who respected each other. Bechinas ish maisha anav mikol adam. That's what the Torah is saying about shalach manas ishtereyehu. Person giving to his friend with humility, with care with the other one, with respecting the other one, appreciating the next person, is the ishtereyehu. Two friends, two equals, giving gifts to one another. That's the inyan of shalach manas.
Could it be arrived that Rashi goes to the midbar, there's a passage where
wow. That's a good point. Says the Lashon Zem Maisha Ish, he's called an Ish elsewhere. So why do you say Ish Maisha and Mikol Adam? Zem Maisha Ish. He's right. When Maisha was Baisha Shla Redes, when Maisha Rabbeinu comes down late. So what Yaakov's saying is, why did Rashi quote Ish Maisha Anav Mikol Adam? It says it earlier in the Torah. It's a pliya. Calls Maisha Ish, Zem Maisha Ha'ish. So it's a raya that it wasn't just looking for the place he's called an Ish. So then it works much better. Ish Maisha Anav Mikol Adam. Hafla. Hafla. Very good point. So then it's a shtickel raya that Rashi wasn't just. Yisrael is called an Ish also. We're showing the Anav of Maisha. And the whole Pasuk is trying to bring out the ishtereyehu, two equals. I wouldn't have known the Pasuk who did to who. Ish maisha anav mikol adam. It's not the ish, it's the ish maisha anav mikol adam. That's the gili of this Pasuk of what's happening.
Isaac,
the very shtek.
Is there a difference between ish maisha and Yisrael Hashem as a ish? Is Yisrael called ish? In other words, every man is also ish. But ish maisha is
good taina. That would answer Yaakov's cash also.
No, it wouldn't. No,
Zem Maisha Ish. Because what's the Lashon there? Oh, that it says Zem Maisha Ish. Aha, so I mean there it's still you're right. Tiny by Yom Maisha Shevisa Ish. Rebezi's tiny. It's not every human being ever is called an Ish. You don't say Ish Yisrael. He's an Ish. When you don't say his name, he's just an Ish. But Ish Yisrael, that's Rebezi's tiny. Maybe. Remember, here is just ishtereyehu. So it doesn't work so gishmak. But I hear what you're saying. I hear. Because there's no reason. No ish yisrael. Just lashavisa ish. I hear. Yeah. Good time. You know what Rav Ezi's saying, Rav David? Rav Ezi's saying that when you instead of calling somebody an ish, every man in the world could be called an ish. We're all ish, ish, ish. Maisha is called an ish, it says ish maisha. But ish maisha anamikol adam. It says ish maisha, it doesn't say how ish is anamikol adam. It says ish maisha. Maisha has a title that he gets ish.
I said that.
So ish. It's a good time to remember. You know, so that's Rav Ezi's timing. That's the. Chananya good time, no? If this didn't get you going, this is to me enough that we can already do Adrabba. Shenira Kalech and Malas Chaveri. But I want to invite, I'm going to say over Noam Elimelech on the same theme. Just of seeing equal to others, appreciating others, not seeing oneself as higher than others. There's a Rizika Noam Elimelech that I want to share with the Chevra. You could the divrei Torah from the and I'm trying to learn his Torah, and there are divrei Torah from the Noam Elimelech that are amazing divrei Torah. I like this one because I see this one as something core and central to things he was teaching. The Noam Elimelech, a big what I see, I'm no expert in Noam Elimelech, But what seems very central to his teachings was the preciousness of a yid, the greatness that exists in the yid. It's a big part of the Megillah. Even Rashi brings in the Megillah, the Gemara speaks this out of Daf Yud Aleph, where the Gemara says that the sins were only chitzayistik. That's why we bowed to the Tzelem in the days of Nebuchadnezzar. That was the reason for the Gzeira, one pshat in the Gemara. But it says we were saved because it wasn't Batsim. We were afraid of Nebuchadnezzar. Our Pnimius was wonderful. And the Naim Elimelech was somebody who was busy seeing the essential goodness of a Yid. He saw Yidden as good people. He saw what we were. He wasn't fooled by external things. So I saw a beautiful Naim Elimelech. He says, everybody knows this Gemara Hari Yistaf Yud. In Parshas Ayikra, this week's Parsha, says, Asher Nasi Yechta. That the Nasi, it should say Im. If the Nasi sins, if the leader of Klal Yisrael sins, here's the carbon he brings. But it doesn't say if he sins, it says Asher. Asher Nasi, Asher says Rashi, what is Asher? It's a Gemara in Hari Yistaf. Lashon Ashrei, fortunate. Ashrei Adar, lucky is the generation that the Nasi Maisen Lev Lahavika Parshal Gagasai, that he brings a carbon for a Shaygig. Lucky is the generation, Kavuchaymer, that he's Mischarin on his Mesid. That's this Gemara Haryas. The generation's lucky that the Nasi made a mistake and admitted to his mistakes. So the shayla is, what shayla? Why is the generation lucky that its leaders did an avera and had to do tshuva? Why is that a fortune for the generation? So there are many pshat, not many, there's a lot of connection to leadership and admitting sins. Yehuda is layasa shevet me Yehuda. The very name Yehuda is to admit. David HaMelech kept the Malchus is because when he was criticized for Ched, he admitted. Shaul HaMelech lost the Malchus when he didn't admit. So there's a lot here, but I want to share with you the Naim Elimelech, because I think it's very precious. Vayter in the Sugya Matanis Ish L'Reyeyu equals to appreciate Yidden, to value Yidden, Ish L'Reyeyu. So the Naim Elimelech says Hafla. He says Tzadikim could look down at people. There could be a schism, a divide between the Tzadiki and the Adar and Amoinam. The masses have mistakes and make mistakes, and the Tzadikim could feel very separate. Says the Naim Elimelech, Hashem will purposely cause the Tzadikim to make mistakes. And Hashem does it that the Tzadik should feel deeply connected to Klal Yisrael, should feel similar and equal, and in him doing tshuva, he brings Klal Yisrael as equals to do tshuva. And it's fortunate for the generation, the Nasi also makes mistakes. The Naim Elimelech writes this, that the great people should connect to the regular, everybody should understand, we're human beings who make mistake, and Sezamin, the Tzadik Adar does tshuva, and he brings up, and he lifts up the masses. Otherwise, there's a danger that Tzadik says, whoa, those people, those chatan. Naim Elimelech says, Hashem will literally cause the Tzadik to be chayte. He'll literally be machshel the Tzadik to be chayte, to cause the Tzadik to relate more to the masses. Amazing. And he says, Ashrei Adar. Lucky is a generation. The Tzadik's also, they're lining up for kabbanis and they have sins. The Tzadik's online and the generation's lucky. Because then the tzaddik connects to the people. And he says, I'm one of the people, and he does tshuva together with the people. That's the Ashrei Adar, the Naim Elimelech says about the fortunate generation. I think it's a geshmak of pshat. I think that was a big part of the movement of what the Naim Elimelech brought and did, this respect, this value and respecting every single yid. I think today we need to bring this big time, Ish L'Reyeyu. We need, there's a tendency, a shreklicha tendency, to put down groups, to devalue people. It doesn't hurt the standing of any group to look good at another group, another shevet of Klal Yisrael. We have to be secure enough, Ish L'Reyeyu. A guter mensch, an Ish L'Reyeyu. We have to be secure enough to see good things in Yidden, to appreciate all segments of Klal Yisrael. It can't be lip service. It can't be. It has, and it's something we could bring. It's something all of us can bring. I look to the situation in Eretz Yisrael, and I understand there's different divisions and there's arguments on serious things. I get it. And really serious things. And things, when I think about it, it's overwhelming. And somebody could say, it's a, you Americans don't get it. You're right, we're not in it. But sometimes when you're not in it, you could actually, I'm not saying it demeaning to anybody, that I get the big machloiksim. And machloiksim we're not shaykh to. But because we're not shaykh, we could give a fresh view that it has to be ish l'reyeyu. Chashuvim to chashuvim. But I'm not criticizing Yenim. We all have to live like this. Ish shalachmanis ish l'reyeyu, an egot of Klal Yisrael, each one valuing the next person, appreciating as an equal, as a precious person. We all have our things. We all have our mistakes. Ashrei Hador, that the Nasi, the one who's at the top, well, he also has his chatoim, he's doing tshuva. And in his tshuva, others do tshuva also. We're all human beings. And there has to be that deep and powerful respect and appreciation for each other. I want to sing Lebedika songs, but I need to sing that this Naim Elimelech should bring up. Rab David, could we sing together the Naim Elimelech's prayer that many Varma Chassidishian, we're going Chassid, we even got a chandelier here, Yach. This is like gefalding. We're moving places, so we're getting there. So let's sing Adrab, but I could sing with you, you will know. I want to hear Rab David, just Rab David, you probably are.
Recollect Malach Averenu Yad Rabbe Teine Belibenu Sheni Recollect Malach Averenu Veloy veloy chesroinom Ad rabbe teine bilibenu Shenire kol echod malas chavirivinu Oya Tene beli beinu Shenihire kol echot Malas chavireinu Veloi veloi chesro Oinom Shenida bekol echot Es chaveiroi Hoi bederech ha-yoshor Dehorotsui yoi lefoneicho V'yal yale belibeino Shom siyino Me'echod al chaveiroi Shenida bekol echot es chaveiroi Oy bederech ha-yoshor V'horotsui oy lefonecho V'al yale belibeino shom siyino Me'echot al chaveiroi chalila Ay, osechazek oisonu Oy be'ahava, be'ahava elecho Oy ayo Galo eleya de wale lecho shehe yakol nachas ruach oyev beilecho shehe yakol nachas ruach nachas ruach elecho shehe yakol nachas ruach oyev
continued in this piece when he writes about the essential goodness that a yid is good, and he writes that the Gemara says their sin was only in a chitzoniistic way. In the pnimius, the yid wanted to do Ratzon Hashem, and it was only a chitzoniistic sin. He says also from Svarim, I saw the Svasemis. I'm not sure it's exactly what he's saying, but he quoted Svarim as saying that at the very party we were sinning at, the other reason, the Gemara has two chatoim of the Yidden. One is the bowing to the Avodah Zarah by Nebuchadnezzar, and one is eating from the party of Ahasuerus. At the very party we were eating, Hashem was busy making nisim for us. So Pashtus, you say, Hashem loves us. Yisrael afi shechatas Yisrael, with a banim l'Hashem, and Hashem loves us. He tainids from Svarim that Hashem was busy making nisim, doesn't just speak about Hashem's love of us. He says the inyan was, it's true we were doing chatayim, but in a deeper way, the yid wants Hashem. Even amidst chatayim, Hashem was working nisim for us, because in a deeper level, the yid wanted Hashem. While he was at the party of Ahasuerush, this is what he says, I don't know if you can see that, Mamish. It's clear Hashem was working, the Svasemis already points that out, that Yidden were being Isaac in Avera, and that Avera that was causing Churban, and Mamish in the middle of the party, Vashti is killed, Atzalas Yisrael is being prepared in the middle. He saw this friend of Avi Feiner, anytime that somebody sees good in Yidden, I like it. He saw it as an expression that even b'shas archet, we had a deeper level of connection to Hashem. And Hashem was working with us and relating to us in a way that we were shayach to, about that we were making mistakes. But this inyan of seeing Tov in Yidden, Amalek attacks the Nachshalom Acharecha. They attack the stragglers, that's their way of attacking, that they're not maskim to an ummah. I wanted to say to the chevra, Amalek's an attack on Echshalom, with a few sinners, Michutz Lamachna. I'm going to admit something to the chevra. And if you've had this thought, I've had this thought, with all there's so much pressure in Eretz Yisrael, a certain place of me said, like, stop already, stop. Stop fighting, stop. Just stop. A certain place is so much pressure, the world's going meshuggah, and it's normal. Inside of me is a place, please, could you stop already? There's so much craziness, and people are just getting madder and madder at Yidden. There's a certain place inside of me that says, could somebody send a memo to Eretz Yisrael, please stop. Stop fighting. And a person's like, I'm sure if you've had this machshava, I've had this machshava, I'm being honest. I'm telling my friends that it's come to me in a strong way. Stop already, stop. You're affecting Yidden all over the world. Stop already, genukshain. And when I say that thought, what started hitting me and becoming clear is, what do you mean stop already? They're Yidden being held. What do you mean? It's like, that's it? We're not mivater on a yid. We're not mivater on a yid. What do you mean, stop already? There's a yid held by them. There's some yidden, there are 100 yidden held by them. 30 bodies, 100 live yidden. What do you mean, stop already? We're not, you're holding a yid. We're not saying goodbye on one. No. We're not mivater on a yid. A yid counts a yid's part. There's something called Am Yisrael. This is the very battle against Amalek that starts up with the Am Hashem. This week's parasha Zachar, and they started up with Nechshal, with the extras, the Makazanov. They started up with the leftover, with the tail, and the Yisayid of Amalek is they attacked the Ummah. In Ummah means that everybody who's part of the Ummah is in the Ummah. We're watching now in America, everything's Hashgacha. In America, there's like a border problem. People want to get part, they're illegal immigrants, you're not part of the country. When somebody's in, they're in, and they have the protection of the Melech, because you're part of the Ummah. And if you're in, you're in. There's something called Am Yisrael. And a Malik that doesn't want a Metzias called Am Yisrael. They don't have to attack the whole people. They have to attack a few and knock off this thing of Am Yisrael. There's no Ummah called Klal Yisrael. That's what a Malik is trying to attack. This Metzias of an Ummah called Klal Yisrael. I saw from the Naim Elimelech. I read it to the Chevra this past Shalosh Shuvos. I don't have it in front of me. The Naim Elimelech writes that in the place of Kol Yisrael, there's no pagan, there's no chet, it's only holy. And whenever you like connect to that place of Kol Yisrael, you're like connecting to a deeper place and a very holy and lofty place, a place devoid of chet. In the place called Klal Yisrael, called Knesset Yisrael, we're pure. And he says there, he writes the Naim Elimelech, and this was a big part of Chassidus, was connecting to Yidden, pulling Yidden, and pulling all Yidden belong with Klal Yisrael. The Naim Elimelech says on the Mishnah in Avos, Al Tehiyeh Rasha Bifnei Atzmecha. He says it means, even if you're a Rasha, don't be alone, join Klal Yisrael, and you're in good hands. Al Tehiyeh Rasha Bifnei Atzmecha, don't be by yourself. Connect the Knesset Yisrael as part of the Jewish nation, you're a Gutta. We're part of a people, we're not Mevater on one, that's the battle against Amalek. Amalek, which wants to knock Am Yisrael, says, don't count him, you want some good guys, but it's not an Ummah that's connected. We have an Ummah that's connected to Hashem, we give Hashem a dira b'tachtonim. There's an Ummah that's close to Hashem, that's the Banim, Hashem, and we're not Mevater on one. It helped me a lot, it brought me back. It's been many, many months. And we're all human beings. We could get a little distracted. Life gets distracted. We could get used to situations. This inner struggle of saying stop it to the response that stop it. What do you mean? There's a guy there. Well, there's a man. There's a lady. There are 100 yidden there. What do you mean stop? There's no mashmoy stop. Whenever yid's back, we could talk stop. There are yidden that are not in our hands. They're yidden under that are in captivity and hostages. What do you mean? There's no stop. And that nikud of every yid is bichlal. This is something as we come to a parasha Zachar, as we come to the precious, the holy chag of Purim, Shalach Manas Ishtariyeyu. Obviously, the whole inyan matanas avyainim. All of us have a chiyuv to find avyainim and to give money to the avyainim. Our whole nation's looking for the impoverished one. Now, it's always important, every chag, but there's a specific dagesh on Purim. We're not mivater on one. Everybody, we're going around, our whole ummah's busy. Matanas levyainim, the one of all them that's the most busy. People are gathering. Our nation has to identify you all the levyainim. We're looking around. If Yechidim are doing it, Rabbanim of a city are doing it, we have to find out the Avyanim and make sure we're supporting and taking care. We're not Mivater on one. Nobody's an extra. Nobody's overlooked. Nobody's out of the machna. It's not the way it is. So we should be Zeicher. We should be Zeicher this year, Parsha Zachar. This year, Purim, that this Inyan, it should be Mashpi on Kol Yisrael. We should join this Ruach that was Chassidus 101. This Ruach of every Yid's included, every Yid counts, every Yid's part. This Inyan of Shalach Manas Ishlere Yeyu. Matanas Lev Yainim, find the impoverished one, bring him in too. Include him in the best way that's necessary for him. We should be Zeichet to see this Igud of Yisrael. This uniting of Klal Yisrael, this care of, there's no extras, no Amalek's a Makazan if they attack the tail. So like, There's no have-nots. There's no we don't care about. There's none extras, bias. The outer point of Eretz Yisrael, we could speak it out. There was a tendency, even some people had a tendency, the Yidden over there, they were struggling. They were a shtickle connected. It was a crazy maisa. This was a makazonov. This was mamish a makazonov. I saw people fall for this. I saw people in places write this off. Okay, b'seder, they're sinners. By Amalek, they would have said, b'seder, the sinners. That's what they would have said. But that's what Amalek does. That attacks the Yidden, they mamish with, by Amalek, they would have been people. They would have been fine. I don't know how they're reading Parsha Zohar. Sinners, they would have said. That's what they would have said. I'm not reading Parsha Zohar that way. I'm reading Parsha Zohar. Don't ever forget what Amalek did. Every Yid, knock it off. We have our things. Everybody has that. Ashrei Ador, that the Nasi also, Halavai people would look at their own. We all have our own chesreinus. And as we're doing tshuva, to bring others together into tshuva, to bring others. So we should see, this should be the ruach of our people. We have a possibility of bringing more. We have each person, each one of us matters. We have a platform. We have the possibility of bringing such ruach fiercely. We have to fiercely bring this. I'm aware that we have our own struggles with this, and there's struggles out there, but no apologetics. Fiercely bring this. People will say, hey, you just don't understand. We do understand, and fiercely bring this sense of achdus kol Yisrael, that we care about every Yid. A Yid is a Ben Hashem. A Yid is wonderful. A Yid is a Metzias who's ratzon toiv to serve Hashem, who has a special neshama and a tremendous desire to serve Hashem. We should be zeichet to include, to pull in kol Yisrael. Yidden should feel pulled in. We should be ma'agit in a beautiful way. We should see that achdus, that causes, of course, hashras hashchina, vayhi b'shurin melech yachad shiftei Yisrael. So we should see such an awakening of our Ramas Karen Yisrael speedily in our days. Yidden is hard for the chever to sing. You need a guitarist. The old Kalbas Lamanachai, good to go. Start it off, Rav Avi. Shut up, What did you say?